todolisthome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and I'm keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is August 22nd, and this is episode 121, Save More Money So I Can Retire Early. Retiring early does not violate any of the known laws that hold the universe together, so it must be explored and tried. If all goes well, it will be achieved. To make early retirement a reality, I must pay all debt, including that on my home, while adding income-generating assets to assist my wage in the purchasing of stuff. $2 million is the magic number that could allow me to stop being dependent on a wage today, but that's all it is. Magic. It would require an enormous amount of energy that might jeopardize the goal of retiring early at the same time. However, if I scale down rather than scale up, then the tasks for sustainable living become less in number, less stressful, and quite possibly more sensible. The more I unshackle myself from complex systems, the greater the liberty my family will enjoy in their lives. It's very hard to do this, but with one step, the journey begins. I could make a drastic cut and retire today, but that would involve living in a trailer in rural country somewhere, and more than likely I'd be living there alone. That's not the life my family could choose to follow me to at this time, so I must take other steps. The plan to get this journey started goes like this. 1. Save more and improve home production. 2. Assess and cut budget. 3. Develop income-generating streams and assets. And 4. Plan for sustainable living. I credit the Survival Podcast for making this clear to me. I set out promising myself that I would begin a 6-question program for any purchase or contribution I make over $10. These questions are, do I need it? Does anything I have fill the role now? How long will it last? What will it do for me and my family? How long must I work to pay for it? And if I don't buy it, what difference will it really make? If I cannot answer all questions in the affirmative, then a purchase doesn't get made. I must consider what I purchase personally and see if I can actually make a difference. I no longer use shaving cream or hair gel, and in 6 years I have easily saved over $500 on just these two items. I pack my lunch for work every day, and I ride my bike to work and save on parking, gasoline, and car maintenance. When we moved to our home 3.5 years ago, we cut the cable service and have not regretted trading in 130 channels of shit on the TV for $3,600 in savings. Before making a purchase, ask yourself, is this purchase worth me retiring 1, 2, or 3 days later than possible? Cutting the cable service alone is going to allow me to retire years earlier than expected. For every $100 per month that I can save from current living expenses or bring in from other income sources, I can decrease my retirement by 5 years. The point of the 6-question program is not to win every time, but to become more aware of what it is that your labor is spent on and further delays your financial independence. It's hard to do this, but if you wish to avoid delaying your retirement, you'll do it. And remember, all the stuff you buy can't go with you when it's time to punch your ticket for this world. Go to todolisthome.com for more about things to do for a better life. And while you're there, don't forget to get your free copy of 3 Things to Do for a Better Life. That's it for today. Now go and save some money.